Previously on Personal Crusade.
Yes, Mr. Manicue, come in, come in. Such a lovely time to see you here so early in the morning.
Yeah, and let me guess, I report back to you whatever I find out and every update going forward at this point.
That is exactly what you do. You start right now. And if you don't do this assignment well, and if you refuse to do this, you can kiss your pathetic piece of shit journalism career goodbye. Are we clear?
Asshole.
What the hell is that? I don't know. Whatever it is, just stay here. Do not come out unless if I say so. Do you understand?
Yes. Okay. Go. Go.
Who the hell are you? What are you doing this for?
For now, that is none of your business. But you'll see me around very soon, John Manicue. So long.
Episode 3, Time May Never Tell.
Hans Gutenberg is sleeping on a hospital bed, with John Manicue looking at him, wondering if he's going to be okay.
How is he, Doctor? Is Hans gonna be all right?
Yes, Mr. Manicue, Hans Gutenberg will be fine. He is just resting right now. He'll be up in a few hours. I've made sure he's healthy and he's all good. He should just be up in a few hours, though, and he'll meet up with you, I'm sure, then.
That's awesome. Thank you, Doctor.
Yes, of course, it's what I'm here for.
Hey, Mr. Manicue. How is he?
He'll be fine, Ron. The doctor said he'll be up in a few hours. He just needs some rest.
Well, that's good to hear, then. Look, I need to see you immediately, because I need you to brief me on what happened. I want to know how this happened, too.
All right, I'll be right there.
Meet me at my office at the Bedford Gazette.
All right, I will, Ron. I'll be right there. All right, Ron, I'm here.
Ah, Mr. Manicue, come in, sit down. So tell me, how did this happen?
Honestly, Ron, it was a big thing. You know, we found him. He was planning to murder Clyde Cheney, who was a terminally ill inmate.
Yes. Okay, so he was at a hospital then.
And you were watching over him, is that correct?
Yeah, me and Hans were watching him from afar, and we were waiting to see if anybody would try to kill him. Walk up to Clyde Cheney and kill him.
And how did that go?
Well, me and Hans were a little distracted, and honestly, we heard him scream, and Hans went into the room where Clyde Cheney was at. He found his throat slashed, and I heard him get knocked out. I came in, the serial killer, he wore a mask. He looked at me, and he knew my name. I mean, how the hell does he know my name, Ron? I mean, Jesus.
Look, that all sounds rough, and that all sounds creepy, I think. But I want this asshole found, all right? I don't want him found tomorrow, not yesterday, not 2 years from now. I want him found as soon as possible, John. All right? You've botched up every other pathetic, shitty journalism assignment I've ever given you. Do not botch this one up or you are on your ass. Do you understand? Am I clear?
Yeah, you're clear, all right. Fuck you. Go to hell, Ron.
Asshole!
John Manicue then gets drunk at a nearby bar, and he keeps on drinking. Mo, another beer, please. Right now. Mo, give me another beer.
Look, you should go easy there, buddy. You've had too many drinks.
Mo, goddammit, give me more beer. Here's $100. Just seriously, give me some more beer. All right, last one. Then you're done. Yeah, whatever.
Are you John Manicue?
Yeah? Who the hell are you? Who's asking?
A few hours later, Hans Gutenberg wakes up at the hospital, and he starts to get up.
Thank you for all your help, Doctor.
No problem, Hans. John came by here earlier and he wanted to see how you were. I told him you'd meet up with him in a few hours. You should probably go see where he is.
Thank you. I will do that immediately.
Hans Gutenberg arrives at John Manicue's favorite bar, only to find an empty area with the bartender approaching him with a worried look.
What's the matter, bartender? Why do you have the worried look on your face?
Some men, Mr. Gutenberg, some men look like they're from the mob. They knocked out John Manicue, who was drunk, and they dragged him, and I just stood in horror watching this, and they rode off with him. I didn't even see where they went. They have him, though. You need to find these. What happened?
You say they look like they're from the mob. Why would the mob be here?
Look, I don't know. I don't know why they would be here. But you need to find out.
Okay, don't worry. I'll see what happened to John Manicue. I need to get him back.
Please do. Godspeed. Hans Gutenberg leaves the bar and walks outside. He then sees two men in fedoras with black suits and ties walking towards him.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
If you want to see your friend alive and out of harm's way, you need to come with us now.
What? Who are you? What have you done with John?
Come with us if you want John to live. So we have someone who wants to meet with you.
Okay.
And if you try anything, we will shoot you on sight. The two men lead Hans Gutenberg to a nearby warehouse, and they take him into one room with a big chair and table. Hans sits down and waits for someone to show up and meet with him. And in walks a tall man. A very tall man and muscular man.
Thank you.
Do you know who I am?
No, I'm afraid I don't. I'm Charles Luciano. I'm a kingpin in New York City.
Charles Luciano? What are you doing all the way here in Pennsylvania?
I've come on urgent business, and you're gonna help me whether you like it or not.
I'm sorry.
Hey, sit your ass down. I tell you what to do and what goes on here. If you want to get shot by that Tommy gun, you better do what I say.
Okay. What do you want? What do I have to do?
My daughter. She was taken by some people nearby. We believe it's in this town. Some people have got my daughter, and I do not know where she is. And these people are a rival gang.
So what do you want me to do?
Get my daughter. If you ever want to see your friend John Manicure alive, bring me my daughter safe and sound, and I will exchange that her with your friend John Manicure.
Okay, I'll bring you your daughter.
You better! Ah! A few hours later at midnight, Hans Gutenberg walks back into his house, and he sees a letter there waiting for him, with the envelope titled The Undertaker, to Hans Gutenberg. In a panic, Hans Gutenberg opens the letter and reads what's inside.
Hello, Gutenberg. This is your best friend, The Undertaker, speaking. Ever since I've noticed you get out of the hospital, I've been stalking you everywhere you went. Without you knowing it, I've been watching at your every move. And for all you know, I could be watching you right now. The thing is, I hear you were trying to rescue Lucky Luciano's daughter. Well, I wish you the best luck. You better get to her before I get to her and kill her. Because that just happens to be my next victim. This victim is my prize trophy, Mr. Gutenberg. I'm everywhere. And I am the future. This personal crusade is just the beginning. Sincerely, your bestest friend, The Undertaker.
I have to find her before that monster does.
To be continued.